From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Alan Young. Governor Gavin Newsom recently called a special legislative session on gas prices, just as Californians are preparing to vote in the presidential election. Today, we'll explore why the governor called lawmakers back to Sacramento, as many are busy campaigning in their home districts. What do lawmakers hope to accomplish? And perhaps most important, how might their actions affect what we pay when we fill up gas? Joining us is CAP Radio political reporter Laura Fitzgerald. Laura, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with the news. The governor called a special session on gas prices just weeks ahead of this general election. If the point is not to surprise the public with lower gas prices just as they're filling out their ballots, why not wait until next year with a regular legislative session?
Yeah, I think that's a good question and something that a lot of lawmakers were debating towards the end of session in August. And I think that what most lawmakers are in agreement on, and especially the governor, is that affordability is something that's impacting Californians now. And this is something that they're hearing time and time again from their constituents. And I think that that is what has caused some of the urgency around this special session and made it lawmakers feel like they didn't have the luxury of waiting until January.
So is it just kind of a signal to say like, hey, we're doing something just as you know, you're filling out your ballot. It's like, look, we're still in Sacramento. We're still getting the work done.
Yeah, it's possible. I think that I think, again, that, you know, lawmakers want to answer the calls of their constituents to lower prices. And that's probably the most pressing thing, as with any special session.
Why didn't the governor bring this up before?
So he actually did bring this up before. And Newsom called a special session relating to gas prices in 2023. So this is the second one that he's called on this subject. And the legislation that passed during that first special session on gas prices, it created the Division of Petroleum Market Oversight, and that's kind of a watchdog entity on the petroleum marketplace in California. The last 3 years, gas prices in California have spiked dramatically in September. This past month, it hasn't been quite as bad as prior years, but gas prices have still been, you know, about a dollar and a half above the national average. And so that's definitely been a part of the conversation this fall. And like I mentioned, affordability is really top of mind for California voters this election. So leaders are just looking for ways to offer their constituents some relief when it comes to increasing prices and inflation.
$1.50 per gallon, that seems like a lot, but let's talk about what's actually getting done. I know this stuff gets complicated real quick. Energy policy is like one of the most complex areas in state politics, but what are lawmakers trying to do? What's in this legislation?
It certainly is complex. I've had to do a lot of reading and research just to come up with covering this for us here at CAP Radio. But the proposal that Newsom released, he and energy officials in his administration crafted it. And that same proposal, it's now in the form of an assembly bill. It's ABX2-1. It would require refiners to maintain a minimum amount of fuel on hand so that they can avoid shortages that lead to price spikes when the refiners undergo maintenance. So the California Energy Commission has studied this refinery phenomenon, and they say that minimum inventories will smooth out the price spikes and overall save consumers of gas a lot of money. Consumer Watchdog, it also agrees with this analysis and says it'll save Californians money at the pump.
Okay, well, people would be happy about that. Let's talk about the politics. Why does Newsom think the special session is politically advantageous? Like, why do this now?
Yeah, it is a good question. He has taken on big oil before. Like I mentioned earlier, this is his second special session that he's called on the issue. So that alone shows that he's determined to make some changes. That last session did establish the watchdog group, the Division of Petroleum Market Oversight, and it looks for price gouging and marketplace manipulation, which is what Newsom and other energy officials say the oil industry is doing. They are going down for maintenance. It's blocking fuel from getting to market, and that's causing more demand, and prices are spiking as a result. And it usually happens late summer, like last month. And so based on the information that they gathered when they were researching this, that's why they came up with this new proposal and offered it as a solution. I think Newsom's focus on this issue, it's also consistent with his other environmental leadership that he's taken. His administration has adopted policies for electric cars. All new cars in California will have to be electric by 2035. That's only 11 years away. He also just signed a bill this past month that would allow local governments to restrict oil drilling within certain distances of schools, neighborhoods, and playgrounds. These are often referred to as buffer zones because communities that are near these refineries and live in close proximity to the drilling, there's high rates of asthma, there's other environmental health risks and safety risks. And so he has given local governments this authority to be able to regulate that. So that's another move that was very, very much opposed by the oil industry. And so it's very consistent with some of these other policies that he's approved in the past. And ultimately, it comes back to affordability. And I think that that's probably speaks to why it's something that he's deciding to take on this fall rather than waiting until next year.
Well, a lot of these refineries are in the Central Valley, right? So I can imagine that people would be happy if they're getting some new environmental protections, breathing cleaner air. But I also want to kind of hone in on the political impact of the Central Valley, because Democrats there, generally more friendly to business. The petroleum industry represents, you know, good union-paying jobs. Could this action squeeze those Central Valley Democrats who generally have a tougher time getting elected than coastal Democrats?
Yeah, I think you raise a really good point there. And I do think that that's definitely a dynamic that's at play, especially in an election year. There are a number of target Democrats, and a lot of them stayed off the bill yesterday, meaning that they didn't vote yes or no. These are Democrats who are in purple districts. Some, like you mentioned, are in the Central Valley, but some of them are also in Southern California, in the L.A. area, the South Bay part of the L.A. area. The leader of the moderate Democratic caucus, stayed off the bill as well. So I think that, you know, some of these representatives have oil drilling in their districts, so they may feel like they need to represent these industries, the folks that work in these industries. Other moderate Democrats that stayed off the bill, they may not have oil drilling directly in their districts, but it's very common for these members to stay off controversial measures. And so I think that's a dynamic that we're seeing play out here.
But the Assembly passed a key bill yesterday, right? So they still had the votes, even if moderate Democrats are staying off?
Yes, yes. The bill needed 41 votes to pass, and it got 44. So they still had the support, which is not too surprising in a Democratic supermajority with a lot of progressive Democrats.
So let's talk about Republicans then, because there are Republicans across the Central Valley. What are they saying about these proposals?
Yeah, Republicans are very opposed to it, and they argue it won't alleviate high fuel costs. They say that California's high gas prices are actually a result of state policies and overregulation. A lot of these are like what I mentioned that Newsom's administration has approved in recent years during his leadership. The Republican caucus, they introduced their own package of bills to pause the state's gas tax, which adds a little bit to the price for gas, but that funds infrastructure, upkeep, and other road-relating transportation projects. Another bill would have blocked changes to the state's low-carbon fuel standard. In California, we have a lot of environmental standards about our gasoline. We have environmental protections that some other states don't have, and that does lead to a little bit of a higher price at the pump. So these are things that Republicans are saying they want to reevaluate these policies before they go to Newsom's proposal on requiring minimum fuel inventory.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with our political reporter, Laura Fitzgerald, about the governor's special session on gas prices and what it means for the election and for the public. So what about the governors of Nevada and Arizona arguing that these Newsom-backed bills could actually increase gas prices in their states? If that's true, that would seem to make a lot of unhappy people in the Sun Belt. Could this special session have an impact on Democrats outside of California, including those in the presidential election?
You know, it's certainly possible, and I think this is something that advocates say they want to take a closer look at. I think one of the oil industry's arguments is that, you know, if you're requiring refiners to keep a minimum fuel stock at the refinery, that's potentially making it so that fuel can't make its way to the pump to go directly to consumers. So I think this is something advocates say they want to look at. The California Energy Commission and Consumer Watchdog, they both say and maintain that costs wouldn't go up in neighboring states. It is reasonable to believe that whatever happens in California, though, will also impact Nevada and Arizona, since these states rely on California's refineries for gas.
So let's get down in our final couple minutes here to brass tacks, where the rubber hits the road, or I don't know, the gas prices hit the wallet. at the end of the day, this whole effort is about the amount of money we all spend to fill up for gas, or those of us that have vehicles that need gas. What do the experts say about the impact on gas prices from this proposed legislation?
Yeah, I mean, the California Energy Commission, they say this is going to save Californians billions of dollars. And right now, it'll smooth out the price spikes, which ends up costing a lot. And, you know, I think ultimately they're going to see this over time if this does enact. I don't really know the timeline, to be honest, about when Californians can expect to see a change. This policy hasn't even passed out of the full legislature yet. But it is something that they say overall will save Californians billions.
So we're paying $1.50 more per gallon, you said, and generally, like, over time, we may pay a little bit less. There's a lot of factors that go into these prices, right? But it sounds like there's kind of conventional knowledge is that, yeah, this effort could end in something positive for gas payers.
Yeah, and I think the idea is also to smooth out these spikes, right? A spike of all of a sudden it going up a dollar in a month, that's really shocking for people. It's really a lot more money than they were expecting to pay. And so really targeting these spikes is what the proposal aims to get at.
Have you talked to anyone outside of the Capitol, not in this little political world that just, you know, pays for gas and is curious, you know, why and what it's going to cost?
I did. I actually went last week to one of the gas stations that's right by our station here at Cap Radio, and I talked to a handful of folks who were pumping gas. They all agreed gas is expensive. This year is not as bad as it was, you know, in prior years. I talked to this one woman named Michelle. She commutes down from Placer County every single day, and she said it's expensive. You know, she has kids. She specifically seeks out this generic gas station that's by Cap Radio because it's cheaper than going to a name brand gas station. And this is actually something that the Division of Petroleum Market Oversight has really said consumers should do. They should seek out those generic brand gasoline because it is a lot cheaper than name brand.
Well, Laura, we appreciate your reporting. You're doing a great job. You've got a whole lot of word salad in your brain of all these different bureaucratic entities and analysts and the members. So really, we applaud you for your hard work.
Thanks so much for having me on to talk about this. Appreciate it.
Of course. Laura Fitzgerald is one of Cap Radio's state political reporters with an update on the ongoing special session in the legislature. Up next, an artist documents his wife's journey through terminal cancer, with an exhibit now on display at the Pence Gallery. Insight host Vicky Gonzalez interviews Dave Webb for a profile in resilience and hope. You're listening to Insight on Cap Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Alan Young.